Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Tricia, let's talk a little bit about the rewiring of the brain, because certainly there was a time when I would pick up a book and read the pages and make notes in the margins. And now sometimes I will read that same book on my tablet. And maybe I'll go for 10 minutes reading, and then all of a sudden I'll get an idea and I'll be distracted and I'll be onto something else. And then I'll think to myself, yeah, I don't remember one thing I just read 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. So basically when I set out to study this, I was noticing my own struggles with focus, with spending time in quiet. And as I began to look into it, I found the brain science on it, which basically is that, you know, we have these 2 billion neurons in our brains, and they all have these branches that communicate with each other. And the more we do any one thing, the deeper the little roadway between those branches gets. Mm-hmm. And that's really how our behavior and our life, our attitudes, our thing, it's all shaped that way. So what technology has done is laid some really deep neural pathways, and there's three that are very critical. One is, we are being wired for perpetual motion because technology keeps us moving all the time. We move from this link to that ad to this, you know, article to that. So we're always moving. We're reading this text, reading that email. So our mind is in perpetual motion. It's wired for that now. And then the second thing is that we're wired for shallow surface thinking and reading. So we're wired, and this is your issue with the screen. The screen has trained our brain to read quickly and to skim the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pick up your iPad or your Kindle, you are automatically, your brain is going to just skim. It's not going to go deep. And so we're not going deep in our reading. And then the third thing that our brains are being rewired is really sort of a compulsivity or an addiction, which we don't like to use that word because we all need our devices, right? But we have this, we're drawn to them, like we hear a beep or we hear a vibration or we see one of those little red numbers, and we absolutely feel like we must look at it right that minute. We feel like we can't wait, and we feel like we have to have these with us all the time. And so those are the three ways our brain, it's because our brain's been rewired that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so that affects us greatly on a spiritual level.
And when you think of Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So when I look at how I study, how I approach God's word, if I'm doing it by reading it on my tablet and not necessarily paying attention, I've really changed my habits. And that's something I have to rethink, because I used to love just holding the book and marking in the margins. And now my excuse is I can just as easily read it on my tablet. But that means that I've got access to everything else in the world at the same time. And that's not always the best thing for me.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.